Keeping them from lockup while still underage is a big boost in that direction. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.
I'm Marco Werman. The World's Newsroom brings you the big picture stories and some other stuff.
The reason why you slurp is not just to make a loud sound.
There's a lot of very slimy foods in lots of cultures that don't work exactly in the grammar of American food.
And I guess frog fallopian tubes are slimy.
They're not exactly slimy. They're sort of gelatinous.
Join us and hear the world.
Weekday afternoons at 3 on AM 580.
This week in This American Life, at his high school reunion, John Ronson confronts the bully who once threw him into a lake.
What do you remember of the day of the lake?
Just good time, you know.
And what, we all jumped in together?
Yeah.
That's how you remember it.
Do you?
No, I remember being picked up and thrown.
How could I pick you up? You're massive. There's no way.
Stories of conflicts which never end, this week.
Do you remember anyone else going in the lake?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Saturdays at noon on AM 580.
Imagine you could see the unseeable.
I'm just imagining, like...
Imagine you woke up and your body was a cockroach.
I'm Elise Spiegel.
And I'm Lulu Miller.
And we'd like to introduce you to Invisibilia, a show about the invisible forces that shape human behavior. Like fear.
Oh my God.
And thoughts.
They're just synapses popping off in our head.
Join us for Invisibilia.
Careful out there in the light.
Coming January 9th at 10 a.m. here on AM 580.
Some state budgets are under pressure despite a recovering economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The price of oil getting cut in half in just 6 months' time is putting pressure on budgets of states that depend on revenue from the fossil fuel industry. But even states outside the oil patch will have problems here in 2015. Listen now to the situation in Illinois. It's got the worst credit rating in the country. There's a budget deficit and temporary tax increases just expired. It also has divided state government. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Illinois has a flat income tax. Everyone pays the same rate. Lawmakers had raised that tax to 5% in 2011 due to the recession, promising it would come right back down in 2015.
There has been a willingness to ignore long-term financial repercussions of short-term politically attractive answers.
That's Lawrence Massal of the Chicago Civic Federation, which had proposed gradually bringing the state's income tax down to 4% and reducing government spending. Instead, the tax rate is dropping abruptly.
The budget that they passed is going to run up the unpaid bills.
Massal says spending cuts are one option. Richard Kaplan, a tax expert at the University of Illinois, says another is taxing things besides income.
Excise taxes on gasoline, telephone service, alcohol, and tobacco products.
So Illinois taxpayers will soon see more money in their paychecks, but could end up spending more on daily costs. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. The stock market today started with a surge, but a lot of those earlier gains have disappeared. The Dow is up 5 points at the moment. The S&P 500 is flat. The NASDAQ Composite Index is now down 21 points, 0.5%. This after a survey from the people who do the ordering at factories found the slowest growth in manufacturing in 6 months. Now to planet Earth's gambling capital, not Vegas, but Macau, the enclave just off of Hong Kong. There's news today that gambling revenue in December there was down 30% compared to a year earlier, and the reasons why tell us a lot about the world's biggest economy. Joining us from Hong Kong is business reporter Andrew Wood. Mr. Wood, good morning.
Hello.
Give me a sense of why some of the high rollers are no longer flocking to Macau to do their gambling.
Well, it's all to do with a phrase that was made popular by the president of China, Xi Jinping. He talked about this year about hunting tigers and catching flies, which is a metaphorical way of saying basically that he was going to root out corruption. And so as a result, a lot of the type of people who have lots of money to spend gambling have not been going to Macau, partly because they don't really want to demonstrate how rich they might seem, as it might attract attention to them.
This is a time when the explosive growth that China had seen has been tamped down somewhat. And it might just be that some potential gamblers don't have as much wherewithal.
No, they don't. Actually, Macau actually is always a bit of a strange place anyway, as far as the business of gambling goes, because it only takes a sort of small change in the visa regulations or something so that people can go from China to Macau. A few years back, they were restricted, say, they could go every weekend, and it was restricted back to saying only one weekend a month. And that can totally change the fortunes of Macau. It's not just about how the economy on the mainland is faring, but also about how the bureaucrats and the politicians in Beijing feel about the place.
Andrew Wood is a business reporter. He's based in Hong Kong. Mr. Wood, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Angie's List, providing online access to reviews of local companies and helping consumers achieve their home improvement goals, from remodeled kitchens to freshly painted houses to new landscapes. Angie'sList.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees to choose from, offered 100% online with 6 start dates a year. Learn more at online.asu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Stories to watch here in 2015. We've heard from Marketplace reporters about financial markets, energy, and climate change. We did the thing about trade policy, the business of technology. Today, Amy Scott from the Marketplace Education Desk is here with some of her 2015 themes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, David.
I have been paying attention to your pieces. I'm thinking the Common Core will also come up in 2015.
Yes, very likely. Those are, of course, the new education standards that more than 40 states have adopted. This spring, we're going to be seeing the first widespread testing tied to those new standards. And there's, of course, been growing resistance to the standards themselves. So we may be seeing even more states trying to pull away from the Common Core. And the round of testing is likely to fuel that controversy.
If the Common Core actually works in the states that do use it, we'll see what happens to student performance in the future. Now, we've got a new Republican-led Congress coming in next week, you have noticed, Amy.
Yes.
What might that mean for education?
It means there may actually be some education policy coming out of this Congress for a change. The incoming chairman of the Senate Education Committee, Lamar Alexander, he says his top priority is reforming No Child Left Behind, the deeply unpopular federal education law. I talked to Rick Hess, who follows education policy at the American Enterprise Institute. And he says something might actually get done.
Frankly, if it's going to get done, it probably gets done in 2015 because all of Washington will pretty much go into gridlock mode once we get in 2016 and people start to wait and see how that presidential election is going to come out.
And speaking of the next presidential election, education is likely to play a pretty big role, particularly if former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's known for his education reform work and his support of the Common Core, does run for the Republican nomination.
And we've been talking primary and secondary mainly during this conversation, Amy. What about higher ed?
One thing we will be watching is the new federal college rating system that the Obama administration is proposing. It's supposed to hold colleges accountable for things like affordability, graduation rates. And so we'll be watching for more details on how this system would actually work and whether it's really going to be ready for prime time by next school year.
From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
And a celebrated French economist who wrote this year's seminal book about global economic inequality is thumbing his nose at the French establishment. Thomas Piketty has declined a nomination to the French Legion of Honor because he does not, quote, think it is the government's role to decide who is honorable. Piketty told the news agency AFP that the French government would do better to concentrate on reviving growth in France and Europe. Piketty has had ties to French socialists over the years, but he believes France's current socialist government, headed by François Hollande, needs work. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. from APM, American Public Media.
We have freedom of choice with respect to everything.
200 varieties of cereal.
18 kinds of lettuce.
Razors.
Nikes. Pumas.
iPod.
Reeboks.
College.
How many speeds on your bike do you really need?
People don't know what to do.
Hamburger or hot dog?
I don't know.
And it's just overwhelming.
Choice.
And decision making. When do we choose?
How do we choose?
Where do we choose?
The limits of choose.
The limits of choice. On Radiolab.
Saturdays at 2 on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.